This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Rescuers found 9 people in the rubble Monday after Saturday's attack on Chasiv Yar in eastern Ukraine. That brings to 30 the number of people who died in the attack. Emergency officials said they believe more are still trapped. The town is the hometown of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Also Monday, Russian missiles pounded Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv in what the governor described as absolute terrorism. The Russian missile strikes hit a school, a residential building, and a warehouse, killing 6 people and injuring dozens. Meantime, Russia's president has signed a decree to allow a fast-track procedure for Russian citizenship for all Ukrainians. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The move by President Vladimir Putin was another effort for Moscow to expand its influence in war-torn Ukraine. Until recently, only Ukrainian residents of certain areas in the east of Ukraine were eligible for the simplified procedure. Over 720,000 residents of Donetsk and Luhansk have received Russian passports since the procedure was first introduced in 2019. That makes up about 18% of the population. I'm Karen Chamas.
Sri Lanka's parliament will elect a new president July 20th, its speaker said Monday, after protesters stormed the residence of the current president and prime minister, who have both offered to quit amid an economic meltdown. The president is set to resign Wednesday. Meanwhile, the time a crowded field of contenders has to replace Boris Johnson as the next Conservative Party leader and British prime minister is winding down. Only one more day left to announce candidacy as the nomination window closes tomorrow. Right now, 11 candidates have said they want the job. This is VOA News. Taiwanese Vice President Lei Ching-te was seen leaving the residence of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe Monday after going there to pay his respects. Lai is the highest-level Taiwanese government official to visit Japan in 50 years after Taiwan's government broke off diplomatic relations with Japan in 1972. He said he'd been friends with Abe and his relatives for many years. Abe was assassinated Friday on a street in western Japan by a gunman who opened fire as he delivered a campaign speech, an attack that stunned a nation with some of the strictest gun control laws anywhere. Monday afternoon, Abe's body was transported to a temple in Tokyo for a wake. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's ally, Steve Bannon, is now willing to testify before the panel investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the United States Capitol, saying his old boss now approves. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Bannon, who was fired by Trump and faces criminal charges after months of defying a congressional subpoena over the Capitol riot, had been one of the highest-profile holdouts. Representative Liz Cheney, the panel's Republican vice chair, had said last year Bannon's comments on his podcast a day before the attacks said it all.
He said all hell is going to break loose.
On Friday, the committee asked former White House counsel Pat Cipollone detailed questions about pressure Trump placed on the vice president to overturn the election. Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger.
At no point was there any contradiction of what anybody said.
That audio courtesy ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Julie Walker.
The development comes as the committee prepares to air some of its most striking revelations yet this week against former President Trump in what may be its final set of hearings. U.S. President Joe Biden is hailing a new bipartisan law aimed at cutting violence while calling for more action. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president calls the bill real progress.
Lives will be saved today and tomorrow because of this.
But there was another mass shooting just days after he signed the bill last month. And in what the White House billed as a South Lawn celebration today, the president urged more steps.
Now we can't just stand by. We can't let it happen any longer.
He renewed calls to ban assault-type weapons.
I'm not going to stop until we do it.
Though congressional prospects for more action on guns are slim. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And recapping our top story, rescuers found 9 people in the rubble Monday after Saturday's attack on Chasiv Yar in eastern Ukraine. That brings to 30 the number of people who died in the attack. Emergency officials said they believe more are still trapped. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.